Hello.
Who's this?
Hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organizations, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call and your patience.
All
With the
right.
following, I would
Thank you.
like to ask you.
What?
With the following, I would like to ask you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am
I'm going to
somewhat.
vote. I am
Excuse me?
going to vote. I
Okay.
am going to vote.
With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
What is your main racial background?
Hispanic.
And what is your age?
76.
And thank you for your patience. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
No, they're doing good.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Here's the first one: housing and property insurance cost, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or traffic and congestion.
Well, it would have to be number one, inflation. The local community, the local government can't do anything about, maybe crime and the housing, the cost of housing.
Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for the Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely Republican, or definitely going to vote for a Democratic candidate?
Republican. Is this
Okay.
going to take much longer?
Yes, sir. But I can read a lot faster for you so we can finish. I really don't
Well.
want your opinions to go to waste. Now, I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Richard Kranichnik,
Never
very
heard.
favorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion.
No opinion.
Cindy Lerner.
Never heard.
Raquel Regalado.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Now you will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Manny Sid, or Daniela Levine Cava?
What's the first one?
Alexander Otaola.
And repeat the three again, please. I'm sorry. I'm
Manny
trying to do
Sid.
something while I answer this.
The other one would be Manny Sid, Daniela Levine Cava.
Well, I'm not too happy with Daniela Cava, so probably the second one, not Manny Sid, but the second one, the other one.
Okay. Alexander Otaola, are you definitely voting for him or probably?
Probably.
Now, if the primary elections for the Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Pranchnik, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado.
Raquel Regalado.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I need to pause you for a minute because I have to answer a call on my cell. 1 second, please.
Okay.
Yes, Ari. I'm sorry. Ari, I'm responding to a survey. Can I call you back in 2 minutes? All right. Bye-bye. Go ahead, sir. Please hurry up, because.
Hello. Okay. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I have no opinion on that.
Okay. On a different topic, Mayor Daniel Divine Cava recently announced a support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resilience projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, pretty taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal?
I would
or
vote
no
against. Against.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely. 100%.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her or no difference. Here's the first one. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring.
Excuse me. I have no idea who Cindy Lerner is, so I have no opinion as to Cindy Lerner, okay?
Okay. For quality purposes, I'll just read the statement for you. And if you have no opinion, just let me know so, okay?
Okay. All right.
Here's the first one. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property value of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Would you be much more likely to vote for her, much more likely, or no difference?
If that's what she's claiming, and she will do it, I will be likely to vote for her.
Much more, sir, or somewhat more likely?
Well, more likely than not.
Okay. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts her quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gratifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. As mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Would you be much more, much less, or no difference to vote for her?
Much less.
Cindy Lerner is running for a county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling, much more, much less, or no difference to vote for her?
So repeat that one again, please.
Sure. Cindy Lerner is running for a county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, and influence peddling. Would you be much more likely, somewhat, or much less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
Cindy Lerner is running for County Commission to fight for honest, ethical, local government to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Would you be much more, much less, or no difference to vote for her?
Listen, just to cut this short, okay, because I really don't have any time. What politicians promise and what politicians are running on is one thing, and what politicians do once they're elected is complete different story. I have no history. I don't know Ms. Lerner. I have no history of her, so I really would not be able to give an honest opinion on whether I would vote in anything that she is espousing, anything that she is that she says that she's going to do once she is reelected. So, I have no opinion on Ms. Lerner. Okay. Listen, with that, I have to quit this. I have to quit this thing because I'm in the middle of. I'm still working at this time of the night. Okay.
Okay, sir. What time would be more convenient for us to call you back and complete the survey?
Certainly not tomorrow. Maybe Friday evening, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.